that it will not injure the use and enjoyment of the other property in the immediate vicinity?
What was his motion?
It's an established residential neighborhood. Commercial, not your well. It's not compatible.
Dave, did you make a motion? Doug, I'm sorry, Doug.
Yeah, I did make the motion to approve it.
Okay, so we've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
We've got them out there now.
Next door. Next door.
Not next door, but we've got them close by. We've got other R1s. I don't see how we could. It's good for the goose, it's good for the ganders.
I probably didn't vote for those.
You're wrong then, too. Don't make me come over here. If we had the next door neighbors, it's up to the neighbors to determine if it's going to affect it.
We're also getting ready to, later in this meeting.
We haven't done that yet.
I understand that, but why are we just doing this for ourselves?
Because the rules have been the same.
I understand.
And we've approved them.
You made your motion. You made your motion. You made the same. Okay.
Any further discussion?
I appreciate what you're saying.
I think so.
No.
We can't change the rules until we change the rules.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second for the approval of 21-042. All those in favor of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So that was 4? 5-4. You voted for
it.
Oh, for it.
I spoke against it.
So it was 5-4. Motion passed. Okay.
Go sit back and come here or just stay here?
You can stay there.
Okay, so the next one is 129 Forest Lane, Branson.
So the same applicant is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a night rental use in an existing three-bedroom duplex, which is half the duplex, located at 129 Forest Lane, Branson. Property is currently zoned R2, one- and two-family residential district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the parcel is lot 43B, Phase 2, located in the Woodland Estates subdivision. Duplex or patio home was built in 2004. Property is served by Missouri American Water Company for water and City of Branson Sewer for wastewater. So again, our staff recommendations for nightly rental conditional use permit, 3-bedroom, maximum occupancy of 8, 8 occupancy, 4 parking spaces required. So this is Fall Creek Road. You can see lots of Branson that's highlighted close to it, the woodlands. This is Forest Lane. This is actually a duplex. These have been platted and sold as single family units with zero lot line to where the duplexes meet. That shows the R2 zoning district with a little bit down in here, and farther south it's R3 for the condominium buildings. Here's a photo of the actual duplex. We're talking about the right hand unit, which I put a little star because I went back to the junction, took a picture of it. Yep, it's Christmassy. And I tried to get the property lines again, just showing you the side. Went to the backyard. And now I'm showing the other side. There's the half of the duplex. And then from the main road, looking back up, before you turn after the forest lane, I'm still on the main road. With that, I would turn it back over to the applicant.
So any details you want to give on this proposal?
No, this one is the one I was talking about. It. I didn't know which one come up first, but that was the one at the beginning I was talking about. It. Actually, that's where we live now, across the road, fourth house to the left. That's what I said when I pushed the garage door opener by mistake. No, this is the same. That was the place I was going to bring my parents in it. Also, because we live across the road from that house, the fourth house. And